بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من سميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we commence with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah who is our sole sustainer, cherisher and nourisher. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, mentor, our guide, our leader, Nabi Pak Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran Kareem that we have revealed a book unto you. Allah says, we have revealed a book unto you in which lies your eminence, in which lies your honor, in which lies your dignity. Then Allah says, afala ta'kilun, will you not understand? Allah says, will you not comprehend that Allah has granted me and you this book, and via the agency of this book, Allah says, I will grant you honor and dignity. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I have recited before you, Allah says, the best amongst you is that person who learns the Quran and teaches it to others. Now, respected elders and friends, the Quran is a source of honor. The Quran is a source of eminence. The Quran is a source of dignity for those who will fulfill the rights and the obligations of the Quran-e-Kareem. While adherence to the Quran and fulfilling its obligations has promised to bring nobility and honor to both the individual level as well as on a collective level, we need to understand that indifference to the Quran, we need to understand and comprehend that being indifferent to the Quran can also guarantee us humiliation and dishonor. Just as a person fulfilling the rights of the Quran will be honored by Allah in this world, likewise that person who shows indifference to the Quran, perhaps Allah will humiliate him. Because Hazrat Umar has mentioned an interesting hadith that via the Quran-e-Kareem Allah honors many, and via the same book of Allah, Allah disgraces many as well. Respected elders and friends, unfortunately the current despicable status of the Ummah at both regional and international level is because one of the reasons is we have failed to discharge our obligation to the Quran-e-Kareem. The question is, what kind of obligation? What kind of rights, what kind of allegiance, what kind of commitment do we owe to the Quran-e-Kareem? Ulama and mufassireen and commentators of the Quran and commentators of the Hadith have basically outlined 7 obligations that I and you owe to the Quran-e-Kareem. Let us listen attentively, respected elders and friends, being the last Friday. The day is a bit sleepy, tired, long day. Rozas normally catch us a little bit now and then. So just try to stay awake with me and just bear with me, inshallah. We will learn a lot, Sheikh Bhai, inshallah. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions 7 obligations to the Quran-e-Kareem. The first and foremost is Iman bil Quran. We need to believe in the Quran. Now belief is 2 aspects to belief. One is me and you, alhamdulillah, we believe in the word of the Quran. We know that the kalam of Allah is directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know it is the speech of Allah, etc., etc. But belief also entails to accept every law of Allah that is mentioned in the Quran. To accept that every law is perfect, it is relevant, and it is beneficial for all times. Because we find many a people who will sometimes tell you, and a'udhu billahi min dhalik, that you know the Quran is outdated or the Quran does not apply in today's times. In the 21st century, in the century of science and technology, perhaps we need to start looking at other avenues. These what people will tell you. That is not iman bil Quran. Allah forbid, that person has to check his iman. Because iman bil Quran, together with believing in the words of the Quran, a person must have the firm conviction in his heart that my kalam of my Allah is relevant and it is beneficial for all times. Together with that, unfortunately, we believe in the Quran. We accept that the Quran is the word of Allah. We accept that the Quran is relevant, but yet, respected elders and friends, we fail to accept the law of the Quran regarding usury. We fail to accept the law of the Quran regarding gambling. We fail to accept the law of the Quran regarding fornication, etc. The Quran has laid out these prohibitions, yet we refuse to accept them. So how much of iman bil Quran have we brought in the Quran? Registration number WVF249GP. WVF249GP. A blue Nissan hard body parking somebody in. Please move. The person wants to go out. Jazakallah. So the first and foremost rights and obligation to the Quran is iman bil Quran. The second, muhabbat-e Quran, to love the Quran. Now to love the Quran would include physical reverence to the Quran, the manner in which we handle the Quran. We don't touch the Quran without being cleansed ourselves, without making wudu, ghusl, etc. However, respected elders and friends, there is a second part to this also. It includes an undying passion and desire to listen to the Quran. To listen to the Quran. And as well as an undying desire to live the life of the Quran. So one is to respect the Quran, one is to love the Quran. When we see a Quran, we love it, we attach ourselves to it, we are close to it. But love goes beyond that. Love goes beyond that. And what does love entail? Love entails that whenever there is an opportunity for me to listen to the Quran, whenever there is an opportunity for me to listen to the Quran, I take that opportunity to listen to the Quran. And here again, I humbly appeal to our respected elders and brothers. We're coming to the last few nights of the month of Ramadan. Let us show our love for the Quran Kareem. We see our masajids unfortunately empty for the second part of the month of Ramadan. Where are the brothers? Outside? Is that how much we show the love for the Quran that we have? So let us think, respected elders and friends. The third is ta'allum al-Quran, to learn to recite the Quran, to learn to recite the Quran correctly, to learn the meaning of the Quran. The function of the Quran is both to learn to know how to read the Quran as well as to know the meaning of the Quran. The fourth is tilawat al-Quran, to make the recitation of the Quran part of our daily routine. To make the recitation of the Quran part of our daily routine. It must not be a book that must only be read on occasions. Or it must not be a book that must be used to bring in good luck and ward off bad luck. It is not a book of amulets. It is not a book of ta'weez. Respected elders and friends, Imam Abu Hanifa has stated that it is incumbent, it is compulsory on every person, on every believer, to at least minimum requirement is 2 khatams a year. A person must finish the Quran twice a year. Alhamdulillah, we achieve, most of us hope we are achieving, I hope we are doing nothing less than this, is 1 khatam in the month of Ramadan we try to achieve. Then we have 11 months, respected elders and friends, in which to complete another complete Quran inshallah. 11 months to complete 30 juz of the Quran Kareem, I think is not a very difficult ask. So, tilawat al-Quran. To make the Quran a daily practice in our homes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that house in which no Quran is read is like a deserted house. It is like a deserted house. It will be void of barakah. It will be void of blessing. Then we want to know why there is so much of arguments in the house. Why there is so much of dissension in the house. Why is there so much of unhappiness? Why is there so much of friction and arguments in the house? Friends, we need to check our homes. We need to see, are we giving preference to that which the Quran has asked us to abstain from the filth that is shown on the television? Are we giving preference to that over the kalam of Allah on a daily basis? Or is it only in the month of Ramadan that we are going to give preference to the kalam of Allah? The fifth one is amal bil Quran, to practice on the Quran al-Kareem, to live and to personify every injunction of the Quran. Unfortunately, we have become victims of selective obedience. When it chooses us, when we are happy, then we obey. And when it does not suit us, then we don't obey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this as a sign of a hypocrite. Allah says, one of the signs of the munafiqeen, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ. Allah asks them, will you bring iman on certain aspects of the book? وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. And will you negate the other aspects of the book? So don't become victims of selective obedience. If you are not doing something, it is out of your weakness. It is out of my weakness that I might not be doing something. But people would say, but that is not mentioned in the Quran. Show me, where's the proof of it? That is not mentioned in the Quran, or that is not mentioned in the Quran. So we become victim of selective obedience. When it suits us, then we obey. When it doesn't suit us, then we disobey. Friends, the sixth injunction of the Quran is ta'aleem bil Quran, the noblest exercise that anybody can undertake on the face of the earth is to teach someone a verse of the Quran al-Kareem. Wallah, there is nothing more nobler in the eyes of Allah. And the hadith go to this effect, that if anybody thinks that any profession is more nobler than the profession of teaching Quran, then he has shown ingratitude to the bounty of Allah. He has shown ingratitude to the bounty of the Quran that Allah has favored him. There is nothing greater than teaching somebody a verse of the Quran. You don't have to be a teacher to achieve this. As a parent at home, you can do it. As an employer, you can do it. Ask your employee who is in your employment. Right? You know Qul Huwa Allah, you know this ayah, you know that ayah. 2 minutes, you have taught somebody a verse of the Quran al-Kareem. That is more precious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallah, than this entire world and all its contents. You can be an employee to do it. So you don't have to be a teacher to achieve this. And the final one is tabligh bil Quran. Tabligh means, Quran means to propagate the values that are espoused in the Quran so that the non-Muslims can become familiar with the compassion, with the justice and with the morality of the Quran al-Kareem, which me and you have. Respected elders and friends, somebody gave such a beautiful example. They said, how unfortunate would be that person. How unfortunate would be that person who is holding a most refreshing glass of water in his hand. Who is holding a most refreshing glass of water in his hand, and yet he has to die of thirst. Now, how unfortunate will we be after reading the Quran in the month of Ramadan, we go away from this month empty-handed. We go away thirsty. Will that not be unfortunate? That we have read the Quran, we have turned the pages of the Quran laboriously, we have stayed awake at night to listen to the Quran, we have stayed awake to read the Quran, and yet come the month of Ramadan, we go away empty-handed. How unfortunate would that person be? That is why, respected elders and friends, brothers and sisters, we need to reflect on our obligation to the Quran. We need to reflect on how committed we are to the Quran. And to what degree do we fulfill these rights of the Quran? Our stability or our instability? Our prosperity or our adversity? Our honor or our dishonor is largely influenced by how we treat the Quran al-Kareem. Not only in the month of Ramadan, even beyond the month of Ramadan. Let us be from amongst those whom Allah has given glad tidings in the Quran al-Kareem. Allah say they recite the book as it ought to be recited, and they believe in it as it ought to be believed in. Allah says, give them glad tidings. These are the people whom we wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those people. Respected elders and friends, our goal in life, not only in the month of Ramadan, our goal, our daily goal in life must be to live the life of the Quran. Our daily goal in life must be to live the life of the Quran, because only then do we live. Otherwise, we only pretend to live. We will live, bodily we will live. But unfortunately, within the depths of our soul, we will be dead. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the opportunity to take this Quran well beyond the month of Ramadan. May Allah give me and all of us the opportunity, inshallah, to try and fulfill the rights of this Quran, inshallah. And may this Quran once again be a means of honoring this ummah, which is going through so much of persecution at the moment, which is going through so much of difficulty and hardship, inshallah. May Allah take this Quran, inshallah, as our leader. May Allah take this Quran as a victory for us, inshallah, in this world as well as in the year after. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. On to important announcements. One is, brothers must have noticed on the notice board the times for the day of Eid, inshallah. Please, respected elders and brothers, take important note of these times. And whoever you know will be, inshallah, performing the Eid Salah with us at the Eidgah, inshallah. The Eidgah will be at our normal venue at the Marks Park Bowling Club on Orange Road, inshallah. Weather permitting, if not, then it will be at the Masjid. But if weather permitting, inshallah, our Eid Salah will be there. The Eid Bayan or the Eid Advice, inshallah, will take place at 20 to 7. At 6:40 and at 7 a.m. inshallah, at 7 a.m. sharp, our salah will start. Right? So try to pass on the message to as many people as you know in our area, of people that you know that will be coming here, inshallah. So Eid Bayan at 6:40, Eid Salah at 7 a.m. inshallah, at the Marks Park Bowling Club. Jazakumullah.